Chairman, I want to take an opportunity to make a statement on this matter. First of all, I think these bills should be discussed. Let me say this, that I have no particular feeling about the trustees, nor the university. I agree with Senator Hancock, and I think the Hodges Commission found, as a fact, as I read their report, that there is concern about the trustees of the University of North Carolina. And perhaps the matter ought to be discussed. I say to you frankly that I went over, Friday was a week ago, and observed a meeting of the trustees because I had heard so much about it. And after observing that meeting, I'm not so sure that there's anything wrong with 100 members of the Board of Trustees. I think the difficulty has been with the Executive Committee and not with these fine gentlemen as such, because they have devoted a tremendous amount of time to the university. But I had one member of the university trustees call me up in January, the man that I happened to nominate 2 years ago. And he says, I'm going to want you to know that I'm going to resign from the university trustees. And since you nominated me, I thought I owed you the courtesy to let you know. And I said, why? He said, well, I don't mind taking a day off from my busy profession to go to meet with the trustees if I feel like I'm doing something constructive. But he said, if I'm going up to meet for 30 or 45 minutes with a cut and dried proposition, he says, I feel like I'm wasting my time. And I said, well, you're the men, the trustees, 100 of you, you're the ones that can correct that. And I went over to the meeting Friday, was a week ago. And I observed the proceedings there. And I'm frank to say, this man started a discussion. And I was impressed with what I saw, with what I heard from the 100-man Board of Trustees. They debated good deal of time, and I was impressed with what Archie Davis, a man in whom I have a great deal of confidence, when he got up, he's a member of the executive committee, he got up to speak, he said that there had been more free and constructive discussion at that board of trustees meeting than in any meeting he'd ever attended. And I think really that that's all that the people of North Carolina are interested in, is to know that the trustees are discussing it. I don't think the people care particularly where they agree or disagree with the decision. But they're interested in knowing that the trustees are actively participating in it. I heard Mr. Bryan the other day, and I have a great deal of respect for Mr. Bryan. I heard his discussion on the number of trustees and their duties that were involved, and I was impressed with his argument. I commend the trustees for making a step forward in doing something about the executive committee. I think perhaps there's your difficulty. But if you analyze the step that they made, it still would be 1975 or 1978 before you find any real change of complexion in your trustees. For instance, the Hodges report finds that there are two who've been on it 20 years and so on, and that's nothing wrong with that, it's experience. But now I want to make one other statement in reply, not in reply to what Ralph had to say the other day, but to the implications of what the newspapers have had to say. I don't care if you blame the trustee situation on me, I don't care if you blame it on East Carolina College, I've been in politics long enough to know that what you say about me doesn't matter just so long as you say it, or say something. Just don't ignore me and I'll be all right. Let's talk about, Mr. Chairman, where has the criticism from these trustees come from? Some of the news media, and not the radio and television, I'm thankful to say, have tried to imply that this was an outgrowth of the East Carolina College issue. Nothing could be further from the truth. The chairman of this committee served on one of the most distinguished blue ribbon committees that I have known of in my lifetime or my service in the General Assembly. And they say in their report that in the last decade, at every regular session of the General Assembly, there has been at least one bill introduced for the purpose of changing the size of the trustees of the university. In 1959, there was a study commission report or appointed to study the size of the university. Sure, that East Carolina didn't bring it on then. I'm certain I had nothing to do with that. The governor, if I remember correctly, the present governor, in his State of the State message 2 years ago, asked this General Assembly for permission to establish a study commission for the purpose of studying the University of North Carolina trustees. Now, surely at that time, East Carolina didn't have anything to do with it. Surely I didn't have anything to do with it. It was the governor's own request. And then he came along and he appointed a Governor Luther Hodges, who I'm sure served at a great sacrifice to himself and to the many other interests that he had, to chair this very important committee. And I want you to look at the committee members. Mr. Brody Griffith, Mr. Neil McFadgen, L.P. our own chairman, Mac McClendon here, Hugh Ragstrom, Robert Rankin, Roy Rose, Naomi Morris, Dr. Greer Martin, and Governor Hodges, a very distinguished study commission. Now, were their recommendations made in the heat of passion? Were their recommendations made on the spur of the moment? If they were, I'll ask you to just turn to the introduction of their report. I believe, Mr. Chairman, you say in your report that you began meeting in December of 1925, and that you felt that this matter was so important. 65. That you felt it would be helpful to have the advice and the counsel of individuals throughout the state, including the alumni associations, the administrations of the various departments of the university. You say at a public hearing held in the auditorium of this building in March of 1966, representatives of the alumni associations of the University of North Carolina at Greensboro State, at North Carolina State University, a representative from two special subcommittees of the Board of Trustees, and several prominent alumni in their individual capacities appeared before the commission. After studying those appearing, the commission thought it necessary to continue its investigation and to hear from additional people before drafting a report. Several individuals familiar with the operation of the Board of Trustees and with similar boards in other states were asked to appear at the meeting held in June. Then you go on, Mr. Chairman, in your report, which our chairman signed, and said that they heard from at least 25 other witnesses. Now, gentlemen, if this report doesn't reflect considerate and deep study of this problem, then I don't know what it does. I'm frank to say that there are some parts of it I don't agree with. I don't agree with as an individual citizen of North Carolina and a member of this legislature, not as a trustee of East Carolina College. The only thing that I have asked anybody to do during the East Carolina controversy with regard to this matter was, let me go back. One, when we met in Chapel Hill in the pre-session, Governor Moore himself presented Governor Hodges to the group and commended this study to us. Again, in his State of the State message, he commended this study to us. And the only other, my next time I heard from him, was when I heard one of the members of the commission saying that he'd been requested not to introduce it, and he was going to introduce a bill in which he himself or someone for him had written into it a measure for bringing in East Carolina College. I simply asked him and pled with him to leave East Carolina College out of it. That has nothing to do with the trustees. And I resent any remarks of Senator Scott or Senator Matheson, or anyone else, who would imply that East Carolina, or those of us who supported East Carolina, are vindictive in any way toward the Board of Trustees, or is so impassioned that we cannot consider this matter in a calm and deliberate manner. Now, if this study commission has been made, I think it ought to be considered. And I say to you frankly that unless my opinion changes, I expect to vote to retain the 100-member Board of Trustees, because I was impressed with what I saw. I have been impressed with talking to several members of the Executive Committee. And I think maybe some changes, some slight changes in the Executive Committee rotation system might do. But this is not, the matters before this General Assembly are not matters that were brought here because we introduced a bill concerning East Carolina cops. Now, if you want to say so, that's all right with me. I've taken more criticism than this. If you want to blame it on the college, blame it on the college. But I ask you to consider the commission report signed by the chairman of this committee and signed by one of North Carolina's most distinguished citizens and commended to us by the governor of North Carolina on two different occasions for consideration. Let's consider this matter. If we don't want to make any changes, let's do so. But let's don't do it on the basis or submit it to a subcommittee to be buried on the basis that we in this Senate are not cannot be calm and deliberate enough to consider such an important matter as this.
Let the chair make the observation at this time that as far as I personally am concerned, all four of these bills were offered with the utmost good faith, with after deep study and concern upon improving the Board of Trustees and nothing more than that. Has anyone else
clearly heard?
I'd like to say this in view of Senator Morgan's remarks, that my reason for seconding Senator Matheson's motion was simply this: being consistent right down the line with no thoughts of Eastern Carolina controversy, that we have and are awaiting a report of the Board of Higher Education, which is supposed to chart for us a master plan for higher education in North Carolina for the future. That master plan may change the university concept. I don't know what that plan will be, but I think it is consistent that we wait on that master plan. We wait and see, as a result of the report of the Higher Board of Education, whether we're going to have a one university concept or not, whether we're going to have a separate university, which would certainly change our thinking as to the number of boards or members of this Board of Trustees. If we're going to have more institutions come into the higher university, the greater university, then that would change our thinking on the number of members of the Board of Trustees. And I think it's consistent that we leave this board at 100 until we do have that report, and let the next legislature make a decision, and that has no reference to the Eastern Carolina controversy whatsoever.
Gentlemen, is any further discussion?
Senator Morgan. Just one other comment. If that's the reason, that's fine. But let me say this, Mr. Chairman, that study commission was in existence when the governor commended this to us in his State of the State message when this legislature opened. It was also in existence and making its study at the time we met in Chapel Hill. So therefore, that may be a valid reason, but I just want to make that
understood.
Mr. Chairman, just one brief remark in seconding the motion of Senator Scott. I did not make the motion that the bills would be buried in committee or subcommittee. Frankly, I think we have time. My reason for making the motion was that they would be deliberately considered and come back with a recommendation to the whole committee and fully discussed.
Gentlemen, I can assure you that if you choose to do that, the chair will exercise his best judgment to have a fair subcommittee appointed to consider these bills on the merits and the entire problem on the merits. And I might say that Senator Wood has requested that if such a motion was made and passed, that he be appointed as a member of the committee. And I told him I had no objection, be glad for him to serve. That's the only commitment that may have been made, Senator Albrook.
Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to first of all inquire, Mr. Chairman, from a parliamentary standpoint, what what is the motion now? The
motion is on a substitute motion to appoint a subcommittee of not less than 5 members to consider all of the bills.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to say this, that if the purpose of this subcommittee is to delay this action, then I think that we are back in the same situation that we've been for 34, well, ever since I've been coming to the General Assembly. Numbers of times I've been asked by chairman of the committees to become a candidate for the Board of Trustees of the university. My personal feelings are that, of course, that I should not have done that, to fill an office that I helped create or either continue in force. But last time I introduced a bill, I sat next to the chairman of the committee, and